then played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Guess
we
can't.
So we have our own. No, you will not miss it. We will have our own sergeant at arm. Ad hoc committee. Great guy. Really full of energy, which is one of the reasons I.
Like Scott.
Yeah.
And full time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So that is a mix, though. We do have.
We have a mix. It's hard to be out of town.
It is. Well, but we've been able to Skype in or use the thing. So. I think that's it, right? Nothing else major from our standpoint. Thank you.
That's it.
Okay.
No,
go ahead. I'll go there. I should go there. You go.
I'll be really brief. I just wanted to mention again that I'm going to be discussing the parking permits at the meeting on the 13th of February. So we're going to try to have a bit of a workstation, a workshop with the North Beach residents again, Chief Biagi, myself, and I'm going to invite the High Rise. I've got contacts for all the presidents of boards for all the High Rises, so we'll be sending out a letter to them, inviting them, as well as the North Beach community, just to get all the information we have out there. Again, I'd like to, because it is with theater coming,
yes.
We want to be as
proactive
and as open to the public about what we think the next step for those for the permanent parking there. And you have an expert.
So yes, so you're going to have a meeting outside of the 13th, prior to the 13th, with the neighbors.
No, we're going to have everybody in here
okay,
on the 13th.
Right. You might actually have people show up. Then.
Yeah.
So Dave Shropshire, who's a traffic engineer that I've known for 30 some years,
right.
An expert in that field, he's going to come.
He would be actually a person who would do a
study.
He's
who we're going to bring in to do that study as a professional services.
Right.
We can bring him in. He's comfortable coming on the 13th. Without really having a lot of information, this will be his first, download of information from that. So,
okay.
He lives in Ocean City, so he's aware of summertime explosions in populations that we have.
Right.
That he's aware of.
So it'll be similar to the opening house that we had at the community center. It's just a there's a sort of confluence of information that I think contradicts the way that we're doing business now there.
Yes.
Especially the number of permits that we give out.
Yeah.
And so we just want to, before we maybe take any action, I think it's a good thing to be engaged with the public.
Okay. And so just one thing, two things I missed. Can I go back to that?
No, you're not allowed. Go ahead.
There was a major article on the front page of the press today on the theater.
That's the one I called you on?
Yes, you were interviewing me. Yes.
I wanted to see it.
You didn't see the article?
I didn't see the article yet.
Page, okay. Got to walk through there today. It's really coming along. It still looks like someone dumped a big thing with cauldron of pasta.
Right.
The building's wires are everywhere. Mm-hmm. But sheetrock is up in the main theater. They've got the profile of the stadium seating on the wall
right.
Set in. So it's coming along. They are hoping for an April. Mm-hmm. April open.
Great.
I talked to Clint today about a couple of things utility-wise coming. He's reached out to Ed, I think, for utility contractors. I gave him somebody as well today that he might be able to reach out to because everybody's busy. Santucci's, they are moving along as well very quickly. You see they painted the building. They're moving like gangbusters inside. They're also on the same schedule. So it's a race to the first legal beer in Bentonville.
That's why you're right.
It'll be fun. And I've mentioned that to both of them.
Right.
So you need to have a little
there
celebration.
Could be something,
something like
absolutely.
That. So that'll be fun. That's all I have. Thank
okay. Do you have anything?
No, thank you. I'll
let me just mention something, although this is pertaining to the school. As taxpayers, you pay a nice part of your tax bill for our school in Bentner. So the VECC is currently have an outside consultant that came in to help them on a search for a new superintendent. Our superintendent that's been there, I think between principal superintendent, like 14 years. She will be retiring in June. They brought in a consultant not only for the search of a new superintendent, but also to look at the overall needs of basically administration and other things in the school. And that just leads me into, we, the commission, have been very aggressive with the school and their budget. We have not, we don't rubber stamp it. And I started early this year in the fall, sending out an email to the board president, vice president, letting them know what we asked for a year ago at the Board of School Estimates meeting, to remind them what we expect from them when they submit their budget to us. Their budget, we found ways to save the taxpayers the past 2 years, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again this year. So just throw that out there, because if you don't go to, well, even if you went to the meetings, you probably won't know that. So just so you know, we have our a pulse on what goes on with the budget at the school, which directly affects all the taxpayers. And that's all I think I have. Okay, we're good. Do we have an executive session?
We do not.
We do not.
Public comment.
Okay, so now I will make, I have a motion to open to the public. If you'd like to get up and say anything on any topic. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public comment.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to get up? You've got to come up to the microphone, state your name and address, even though we know you, but we have to still. Did you bring us a present?
Marcia Gillespie, 418 North Oxford. So, I went to the Craig show, the last one, and I saw this painting. And you know how I feel about the restaurants. We have 22 restaurants, and I think we need PR about that. I mean, it's crazy for this little town to have 22 restaurants, and they're getting a little diversified lately. We lost one Italian, and there's a new breakfast place there. Is that true?
So Velo, you're talking about Cardinal Bistro and Velo? Hmm? You're talking about Cardinal Bistro and Velo or no?
No, Domenico's.
Oh, right, yeah.
Domenico's.
Yeah,
I haven't heard he's coming in yet.
I haven't heard he's coming in yet either.
I was going to call him to tell him there's two people that just got a $200 gift certificate to this place.
Oh.
You maybe should stay. Anyway, so I saw this, okay? So this is not what I'm thinking of, but I think we should think of something like this coming down Wellington Avenue. We've got 22 restaurants. We need to find some PR
marketing
put together. I mean, this is just that I just saw this, and I'll think about it. Think about it with you.
Yeah. Billboard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
That's the kind of thing that a marketing company can help us.
Exactly. Good idea.
We're talking about in the future having some more PR marketing as a part-time person that would bring out some of these types of things.
Yeah.
It's the perfect example of that.
This person could enlarge it, and you get the guy to do the whatever.
It's what's unique about Metairie. We do have our on the street dining. I think is something that a lot of cities, not our neighboring cities, have as much of. We have a lot of that. You know, alfresco dining, that's part of it. Yeah.
You're right. We're blowing up market.
What's the possibility of the potty things on Port Beach? Like Florida.
The what?
Porta potty? On the beach like they do in Florida. They're magnificent.
Are they pretty?
Huh?
Well, they're permanent structure. We're not discussing the pier bathroom. And the pier bathroom now was a temporary structure that only had one bathroom.
But the new
bathroom will have a men's room, a ladies' room, and a family room. So it'll have, and each men's and ladies will have at least three stalls in it. So it's not going to be the lines like they had before. The next nearest bathroom is the tennis courts and City Hall. So,
So Marshall, Ms. Gillespie, describe these restrooms to me. I don't know what, are they permanent structures? Are they temporary?
I don't know. I saw it online and I went,
where at in Florida, Marshall?
Hmm?
Where at in Florida?
Miami, all around there.
I think in Neve.
I'll look up.
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
See a trailer.
There's portable ones that come in on a trailer. You have to provide power to them, though. And you have to hook them up to sanitary sewer.
Right.
So that's the problem, getting the waste out of them. One, it's hard to get them on the beach. We can get them there, physically get them there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know the DEP would approve them on the beach, because if you have a storm, you have to get them off rather quickly. And if they're tied to a sewer line, to get that waste over the dune, we can do it at the pier because it's elevated. There's a line that runs back.
Right.
And I know this only because of what they did in Atlantic City for the concerts. Those are pumped temporarily to a holding tank, and they're only there for 2 days for an event. and then taken off the beach.
But
it would be nice to have.
With all the people down there now, I don't think somebody can walk that out.
I agree. I'll take a look at that.
Thank you.
I like that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
As always.
Yeah.
Bear with me, guys. Tim Greischer, 117 North Somerset Avenue. First, I want to compliment the, in fact, the commission for putting the meetings online. I think it's a big plus. Two, I mentioned the Alfresco Diner, brought back memories that when we did that, it was the end of civilization as we knew it.
I remember.
It was going to be, you know.
It is, I remember.
No, I think.
That was with.
Oh, you had pushback from that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was the end of civilization.
Yeah, it was. I remember that.
It's all great. Just brought back memories. Commissioner Lane Grant brought up about the bathrooms. Maybe it expired, but the city at one time, I'm surprised it took that long to get the permit because the city had a Zane letter from the state that allowed to be built what was there previously.
Expired.
Okay.
So 5-year permit.
5 years. Yeah. The city never acted on it.
Yep.
Okay. That explains that. But is there going to be a clubhouse with the bathrooms or is it just bathrooms?
So the building that'll be replaced where the current office, peer offices and the restroom is, the single restroom, will have two restrooms, a men's and a women's, with multiple toilets in each one. So you won't have this line down the pier. There will be a much smaller peer office. We haven't told the peer master that yet, but it will be open the way you see this thing.
So
Mayor, it's going to be all of Tim can describe it better than me.
Yeah, so the first bump down where the existing temporary structure is, we're using the entire footprint. And instead of having a gate that is just a single door, we designed in a more of a pocket gate. So the entire 8-foot opening will be open. And then there's going to be a small breezeway that you walk into. You go to the left into a men's room, which is about a third of the structure, and that'll have a vanity, two urinals, and a stall. You'll walk down the opposite direction down the breezeway into a ladies' room. We'll have two stalls and a vanity, and then further down, a small, narrow, private family restroom, which will have a stall and a vanity. And then the final component will have windows facing the pier with the pier master's office and a Dutch door for selling things of that nature. We won't have a clubhouse for fishermen. We're trying to make this more of a for public residents. So on the second bump out where there's a rusted bike rack right now, which never made sense because you're not allowed to have bikes there.
Walk a bike out.
We're taking up about 90% of that structure. You'll be able to walk into it. It's going to be we'll be putting it out for someone to lease. It'll have not really a kitchen, but it'll have refrigeration and a sink. So the idea is, and it'll have a door for service. The idea is that someone could serve coffee and soft drinks during the day, and coffee in the morning, light fare, and potentially convert it into ice cream in the evenings.
Yeah, not for the bed.
Not to compete with the guys on the beach.
I'm not sure on the ice cream.
We're also reconfiguring some of the seating out there to potentially have Adirondack chairs, mm-hmm. something that is more conducive to people enjoying a cup of coffee on a pier.
No clubhouse.
No clubhouse. That largest part was where the clubhouse was originally planned, and it was a big structure there. So these are smaller structures, but we feel a little bit more.
I think that may be a little short-sightedness because a lot of the people that use the pier are senior citizens, and it's really a burden on them to carry their fishing gear. I mean, before the clubhouse had lockers that were rented, generated revenue. It also generated membership because Margate didn't have that. And it's a burden on a lot of our senior citizens in getting their fishing gear up to the fishing gear, and that would have been a nice amenity for the senior citizens. In absence of that, or even with that, I would strongly suggest that the city look at building what I was called that, I don't know, the bullpen.
Yeah.
It was out at the end of the fishing gear,
so
that the senior citizens can get out of the sun for a little bit, out of the elements, or if it's raining, and just a covered area for them to get out, because again, it's really an inconvenience. And it's one of the things that hurt the membership in the first couple of years of the fishing gear, not having that, those things replaced.
It's been increasing every year since.
I think it would.
The last 3 years, it's increased.
Yeah.
Multiple.
And again, that may go away.
It takes 10 more years to get that approval.
That may go away when Margate sends their fishing gear.
Yeah.
Because Margate has that availability. But again, I wouldn't go mention, but I really object to selling anything on the fishing gear. Two, it's the only that I was able to find commercial-free boardwalk on the east coast or the coast ocean front of the boardwalk in New Jersey. I think that's something special. And I face the same question you did. I was always against anything that took a penny away from the Avenue business people. And if they buy their coffee there, they're not buying it at Better Coffee, they're not buying it at Agnes's, they're not buying it at Nets, and they're buying it there for the convenience. You know, our business community struggles at time, and to have anything there, what revenue will it generate? Minimal. And to do anything that hurts our Avenue businesses, I just think it's a mistake.
Thanks, Tim. Anyone else?
When you were saying that you were having family bathrooms,
yeah.
Why do you have the family bathroom if you didn't have the thing at each men's and women's, and you wouldn't have
it's
have
for a mom to be able to go in with a coach, stroller, or somebody, for her to go into a bathroom with maybe two or three kids at one time. It's, you see it in the mall, you see it in restaurants.
It's a single...
Airports, the airports have it. It's literally private, but it's not for just one person.
Also handicap accessible.
Right, right. You go in with, two or three kids, stroller, whatever. Yeah.
Right. A boy or girl that's not, doesn't want to go in.
And Steve, I think we're done at this point. We have no executive session. Tim, I do need to talk to you after the meeting. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Adjourn. Mm-hmm.